Roger Grossman, Andy Mann is back at Fisher Field. One quarter in the books. Northridge with the football at the Tiger 38-yard line. First down and 10. And back to throw is the freshman Scholl. Lobbing up the near sideline looking for Copeland, and it's incomplete. That pass was a little underthrown. Copeland had beaten Parker Sweet up the near sidelines, and that pass was a little underthrown, but on target.
A little underthrown, but, man, he throws a really nice ball.
So Scholl misses on that one. He's 1 for 3 for 22 yards. Northridge with 4 first downs in the opening half. They have moved the ball on the Tigers, but they ran into trouble the first time they had it after the Tigers got an 83-yard kickoff return by Tucker Reed to set them up first and goal on the opening kickoff of the game. Scholl with backs on either side. Takes the snap, hands off the horn, gets hit, gets away, up the middle, ran into their umpire at the 32-yard line, and he goes down, and he goes down hard. His glasses went flying, his hat went flying, and they're going to stop the play. And the training staff from Warsaw immediately out to take a look after Horn gained 7 yards on a carry up the middle. And the umpire got caught in the fray, and he puts his hat on and tries his best to cover up for it, but he got hit and then got sandwiched at the end.
Yeah, he was kind of running cover for Horn, and then Horn was like, I got to go.
Yeah.
And he had no choice. It wasn't Horn's fault. He had to go.
Nope.
And the ref got up quick.
And he seems to be fine. He does not want to leave. Third down and 3 coming up for Northridge. 15 seconds into quarter number 2 with Warsaw leading 7-0. Right now, the Raiders are moving the ball on the Tigers any way they want. Ball in the near hash mark. White side of the field is the left side of the formation. Now our officiating crew is ready. And here we go on 3rd down and 3. Scholl takes a look around, claps his hands once, claps his hands twice, claps him 3 times. There's the snap. Going to throw it. Hit as he throws, and throws it incomplete. Robles coming on a blitz, knocked him down just as he was ready to cut it loose. The pass fell short of Austin Horn. It's now 4th and 3.
Yeah, and Robles caused that incompletion because that receiver out in the flat there, he was wide open. It's a good pursuit there by Robles.
If you're not familiar with this young man, last week was his first game. He moved here from Wallasey after the school year started, so he had to wait 30 days to be able to participate in games. And last week, well, he was really good last week. 4th down and 3 for Northridge from the Tiger 31-yard line. Scholl takes a high step, fakes the handoff, drops the throw, pressure coming. He's going to cut it loose, and he gets it away, and he's got James inside the 20, inside the 10. He runs over a Tiger and goes out of bounds at the 6-yard line. What a play. Holy cow.
A lot of pressure. 3 Tiger defenders were chasing him down, and credit to the quarterback. Oh, it's coming back?
Oh.
Ineligible receiver, okay.
What a break for the Tigers.
No kidding.
Again, I didn't see the flag.
It was
so far back upfield. Yeah. Oh, and Chad Epley is stumping bad about that. That would have been a serious game changer. That's a 5-yard penalty against Northridge. Their second penalty of the game. And now it's 4th down and 8.
We talk about those kind of penalties all the time, but that's more than a 5-yard penalty.
Yes.
You know, they got great throw on the run, great catch. Northridge got it down to the 5.
It's essentially a 30-yard
right.
penalty. So now it's 4th down and 7. 4th down and 8 from the Tiger 36-yard line. Scholl, the freshman, claps his hands, claps it twice, takes the snap, drops the throw. Here comes the blitz up the middle. He gets away, looking down the field, pump fakes. Now he's going to take off. He's going to have the first down at the 35. Lost the ball, and Warsaw caught the ball, but the ball went out of bounds. First, Warsaw recovered the fumble at the 16-yard line. It's a 20-yard run for the freshman quarterback, Jake Scholl, and another Northridge first down.
And that's what happens when you play a man defense, a man pass defense, in the just really good lockdown coverage by the Tigers. You get so in tune with guarding your guy that you lose track of the quarterback, and the quarterback escaped from the pocket and made a good run.
10:52 left to play in the half. Warsaw leading 7-0, but Northridge inside the Tiger 20 at the 16-yard line. Scholl claps his hands, takes the snap, hands off the horn, hit at the line scrimmage, gets away, gets across the 15-yard line, and goes down at the 13-yard line. So Horn gets 3 on his 8th carry of the contest. He has 45 yards already.
And that was better tackling there by the Tiger defense, wrapping him up and make sure he's not going to go any further.
Actually, where they put the ball down, it's really a gain of 2. So second down and 8. Ball in the middle of the field at the south end of Fisher Field. Warsaw leading 7-0, but Northridge once again threatening. Scholl with 2 backs in the backfield. Chains to his left and Horn behind him. Claps his hands, takes the snap, hands off to Horn. Hit the line, gets away. Hit again at the 10-yard line and struggles forward. They go down at the 9-yard line. That'll be a 5-yard gain for Horn. And it sets up 3rd down and 3 coming up for the Raiders with 9:49 left to play here in the first half, and Warsaw leading 7-0.
Boy, if you look at the guard, center guard for Northridge's offensive line, doing a tremendous job.
It's Landon Miller, Chapman Brinks, and Eddie Klein.
Just pushing our guys back.
240, 215, 230. 3rd down. 3rd down, and we'll call it 3. Jane's the only man in the backfield. 4 wideouts in this pattern. Scholl takes a step. He's going to take off and run. He'll dive forward inside the 5. He's got a 1st down. 1st down for Northridge. A gain of 4 for the Raider quarterback. And it'll be 1st down and goal for the Raiders.
He's been super impressive so far, this freshman.
Telling you, he's going to be a star.
Yep.
9:05 left to play, 1st half. Clock running. Northridge, 1st and goal from the Tiger 4-yard line. Raiders still in the huddle with the play clock down to 10 as they finally make their way to the line of scrimmage. Scholl, 2 backs in the backfield. Janes and Horn. They hand off to Janes this time, sweeping to the right. He's going to get hit and go down. No gain on the play.
Was that Parker?
Parker,
yes.
Sweet on the stop. No gain, 2nd and goal.
Boy, he knew he was going to absorb a blow. Parker went in there and did what was necessary to stop him from going into the end zone. Great tackle.
Now the ball's on the near hash mark at the 4-yard line. I'd be stunned if Horn doesn't get this one. And I'd be stunned if it's anywhere outside the guards.
Yeah.
Copeland to the far side, 1 wide out on the near side. That's Avery Johnson. 2 backs in the backfield once again. Scholl claps his hands, takes a snap. There's Horn right up the middle to the 3, to the 2, spinning the goal line. He got in. Touchdown.
Good call.
4-yard run for Austin Horn, and the Raiders with 7:53 left are on the verge of tying the game.
And that was just a nice, efficient drive there by Northridge.
Converted a couple of big 3rd downs.
Yep.
And a 4th down. Now the extra point to come, and it will be Owen Carr, spelled K-A-E-H-R, on to try it. And it's the freshman quarterback, Scholl, to hold it for him. Good snap, spot is down, kick is blocked. The kick was low, and it was blocked by the Tigers, and Warsaw remains in the lead. 7:53 left to play here in the half. Warsaw 7, Northridge 6, back in 30 on News Now Warsaw. Don't know who blocked it. Probably won't know until the morning. But I'll just suggest to you that Grady Nelson has 3 blocked kicks this season, and after what he did to that poor kid from Northwood last week, did you see the video
yes,
of that?
I did.
He knocked that
obliterated.
Kid in. He ran right over him from right on his face.
I think you're probably right about that one just now, because whoever blocked it was right up the middle.
The snap was fine.
Yeah,
it wasn't perfect, but it was should have been good enough. The Tigers will wait to kick off. Let's see where they kick the football, and Harmon and Reed are standing together at the 10-yard line at the other end. If they kick it that far, it would be even more surprising. And they're going to kick it deep, and it's going to be Reed who's going to let it bounce at the 10, and it's going to bounce out of bounds. So it bounces out of bounds at the 10-yard line. So Warsaw will take over, I would assume, for the 35.
Just a heads-up play there by Tucker. A lot of players would want to pick that ball up and start running with it.
Well, and especially after he ran the first one back 83 right. yards. Of course he would.
But just knowing that you're probably at the 6-yard line when the ball where the ball went out of bounds, you're probably not going to get another 30 yards more than likely. Just a heady play there by yep. Tucker.
Warsaw takes over first down and 10 from their 35-yard line. Ball in the near hash mark because that's where the ball went out of bounds. The official steps in to make sure the Tigers don't snap the ball until the other officials are in place. Now that has happened. Warsaw leading 7-6 with 7:53 left to play here in the first half. Take over from their 35-yard line. Brock under center. Shank up the middle. Runs into a couple guys. Gets stood up. And they're going to give him progress to almost the 40-yard line. So that'll be a 5-yard gain for Michael on a first down carry, just his second carry of the opening half. Don't forget the Smith Appliances halftime show is coming up when this 7.5 minutes on the second quarter clock runs out. First half scoring. 5 minutes of local news with Dan Spaulding. First half stats. All coming up. Second down and 5. And this is Brock on the keeper. He'll turn upfield and get the first down across the Tiger 45 out to the 47-yard line. Quentin with a 7-yard keeper, and that'll move the chains for Warsaw.
Good decision there to kind of fake the pitch and then turn it up.
Warsaw with their fourth first down of the opening half. Remember, on their first drive, their scoring drive, they didn't need a first down. They started at the 9-yard line because of Reed's kickoff return. 6:57 clock running, first half. Warsaw 7, Northridge 6. Brock, and he'll send Schenk up the middle, and Michael will get to the 50-yard line. Gain of 3 for the Tiger fullback. Second down at 7 coming up.
Both offensive lines really doing a good job of knocking the other opposing line off the ball. Warsaw's offensive line is doing a really good job of doing that as well.
Actually, they moved the ball back to the 49-yard line. So, game only a gain of 2, second down and 8 coming up for the Tiger offense. Wide side of the field is the right side. That's the far side as we look at it. Brock, he ends off up the middle and not much room there. Schenk will get 2 yards to the Northridge 49. That'll set up third down and for this Tiger offense, 3rd and 6 is long. Now, if you get 3 or 4 yards here, you feel a lot better about it. But 3rd and 6, let's see if Warsaw runs to the wide side of the field on this particular play.
We haven't seen rocket toss yet.
We have not. And you've got Reed out to the right, out there with Logan Carl. One wide out on the near side, that's Owens. And it's going to be a keeper for Brock. He'll pitch it back late, and it's going to stay in bounds, and Northridge is going to recover. He had the man on the pitch, and Brock's pitch was bad. It was knee high, and Harmon couldn't get his hands on it, and the Tigers have turned it over with 5:29 left to play in the half.
And you've made the comment earlier in this game, good decision, just kind of a bad pitch, and that was the same thing there. I thought it was a really good decision to make the pitch, just the pitch was just too low. Tough. When you're moving full speed to catch a football, like you said, at your knees or maybe even a little bit below. And that's an unfortunate set of circumstances there. And see if the Tiger defense can bow up here a little bit.
5:29 left to play in the half. Northridge looking for their first lead of the game now. This trip up the field, starting at their 44-yard line. By the way, Rumfeld back in the game for Northridge, your quarterback. Takes a low snap. He'll hand off to Horn. Gets hit at the line of scrimmage. And still dives across the 45-yard line to the 46.
Well, that's one of those things where you'd rather – me personally, I'd rather see this quarterback in for Northridge. I think Scholes, just from what I've seen in not even a half, Scholes looks really good.
He does. He is a keeper. That is for sure. So the Tigers with two fumbles here in the first half. That one they lost. Second down. Fake this time. They're going to pitch it out on the run. This is Parker Janes, and Janes out to the midfield stripe before Fletcher Pohl and Parker Sweet brought him to the turf. That'd be a gain of 4 yards and third down coming up.
That's one way to put it. There's some hard hits going on out there.
Yeah, there's some boys laying the lumber to other boys.
Yep.
That was a gain of 4 after Horn got 2 on the initial carry. Third down for the Raiders from the midfield stripe. Janes now goes in motion. Empty backfield. They're going to throw it back to him. He's going to turn upfield at the 50. Gets hit. Stumbles forward. And he won't make the first down. They gave him more yardage because of his extra effort at the end. That was a backwards pass, by the way. So it goes as a running play. And it is a gain of 3. And fourth down coming up for Northridge. Fourth down and 1 at the Tiger 47-yard line.
Boy, this would be a huge stop.
3:43 left to play in a first half that is flying by. Feels like all of our first halves this season have been very quickly moving. Fourth and 1. They have to get the ball to the Tiger 46. Rumfeld with Janes to his right. Takes the snap. Rumfield's going to run forward. He's got the first down. Across the Tiger 45. Stood up at the 43. Still going, though, and down to the 41-yard line. That's a gain of 6 for Rumfeld and another first down for the Raiders.
That was just a little too easy there. You know, fourth and 1, you're probably going to make it, but to get 6 yards there, that's probably a little too easy.
7-6 Warsaw, 3:08 left to play here in the half. Northridge has 2 timeouts remaining from the 41 of the Tigers. Rumfeld, 2 backs in the backfield again, takes a high snap, hands off to Horn up the middle, and he spins away from one man, stood up, still going, and finally brought to the turf at the 49. They'll give him forward progress to the 47-yard line. That's a gain of 4.
Better tackling there. I think that was that Fletcher.
Yes.
Yeah, better tackling there. Good form tackle there by Fletcher Pohl.
Horn came into the game with 238 yards rushing for the season. He's got 12 carries for 59 yards in this game. Second down and 6. Ball in the far hash mark. Wide side of the field is the right side of the formation. Rumfeld back to throw, looking, lobs it down the middle of the field. Got a man open, and he overthrew him by about a yard. He had Johnson again behind the Tiger secondary, but the pass was just overthrown. It's third down.
So that's the third time tonight where a Northridge receiver has gotten past our secondary. That's something, if you're coaching staff, probably.
Well, and again, if you're going to play zone defense,
right.
If somebody's running down the field, you got to run with them.
Yeah, you can't let that guy go by you.
So it's third down. Third down and 6 coming up for Northridge from the Tiger 37. Rumfeld will bring Horn toward the line of scrimmage. Northridge wants timeout. 2:15 left to play in the half. Warsaw 7, Northridge 6. But the Raiders face third down and 6 when we come back after these words on News Now Warsaw. Coming up at halftime, among the things going on, Dr. Rachel Hoffert from Grace College, wife of Warsaw School Superintendent David Hoffert, will be leading students around a lap around the track for breast cancer awareness, part of Pink Out Night. Third down and 6 coming up for Northridge from the Tiger 37-yard line. 2:15 left in the half. Northridge down to 1 timeout left. Warsaw with a 7-6 lead. Rumfeld in at quarterback. Claps his hands twice. Takes a snap, play action fake. Fires the middle. Got a man open, and he makes the catch at the Tiger 26-yard line. It's Horn again. A pattern they ran similar, and he gains 11 yards, and he's got another first down.
Yep, he's kind of just slipping out of that backfield and finding that soft spot in the zone. That's an easy – I always laugh when I hear this on TV. That was an easy pitch and catch. That
yes,
was.
Yes, it was. And eight first downs now for the Raiders here in the first half. The clock runs with 1:55 left to play before halftime. And again, Warsaw with the lead, but it's 7-6. Rumfeld takes the snap running right. He will take off upfield and then slip and go down at the 20-yard line, but he gets 6 yards on a first down carry, and he'd have to run that hard.
No, and he's and this is not a slight on him. He's just not a fast runner, and he's still able to get 6-7 yards.
Actually, where they mark him down at the 22. I'm
okay.
Not sure why.
So I thought he got at least to the 20.
I did too. So change that 6-yard gain to a 4-yard gain. Second down. Second down and 6. Rumfeld from the near hash mark will hand off to James up the middle, and he runs into the pile, and he'll get to the 20-yard line. Gain of 2 for Parker. Third down coming up for Northridge. Now Warsaw's got to make a play and get off the field.
And there's only a minute left in the half, too.
And the Raiders won the toss, remember, and so they deferred, and they'll get the third quarter kickoff. 48 seconds left to play here in the half. Third down and 4 coming up for Northridge. Rumfeld with James behind him. Warsaw pulls up to press coverage. Back to throw, Rumfeld, no pressure. Looking, standing at the 25, looking, throws it over the middle, throws it high, it's tipped and incomplete. Oh, it should have been intercepted. It should have been intercepted. Robbie Strawn had to go right through his hands. It's fourth down and 4 coming up for Northridge. At the last minute, Grady Nelson broke away from his man and put his big hands up, and that was trouble for Rumfeld.
And I'm pretty sure that affected the throw, but I think that's one Robbie probably wants back.
For sure. And they're going to go for it. Rather than try a 37-yard field goal for the lead, 32 seconds left to play in the half, and Northridge is going to take their final timeout right here. 32 seconds left to play in the half. Warsaw 7, Northridge 6. We're back in 30 on News Now Warsaw. Again, halftime will be a little longer tonight because of the pink out night lap around the track. Warsaw students are gathering down here with Dr. Rachel Hoffert and her husband, Dr. David Hoffert. Big play in the football game right now. Fourth down and 4 for Northridge. And they're going to go for it with 32 seconds left in the half, trailing 7-6. James, the lone man, he's standing directly behind the quarterback, Rumfeld, who takes a very high snap. Looking right, throws it right, got a man, and he goes out of bounds at the 13-yard line. That's a gain of 8 yards and a first down. And who was it that made?
That was Avery Johnson.
Avery Johnson makes the catch.
Good play call. Just a simple out pattern that allows Johnson to get out of bounds.
So Avery makes the catch. 9 first downs now for the Raiders. And a new set of downs with 29 seconds left to play here in the half. Northridge trailing 7-6. Rumfeld looking. Throws it out the near side and he bounces it in. Incomplete. Hayden Gorbel was the intended receiver. That pass bounced into him. It'll be second down from the 14-yard line. Now with 26 seconds left to play here in the half.
And you're right, these are 26 important seconds because Northridge gets the ball back. That's the ability to score twice.
They could get 2-for-1 here and put together a pretty good run in a football game. Rumfeld with James to his left. Takes the snap. Rolling left. Pressure. Throws it in the air. And it is caught. Caught at the 5-yard line by Trey Copeland. Copeland with the catch as he goes out of bounds at the 5-yard line. And that's a first down for Northridge, their 10th of the first half. And a gain of 9 on the play.
Heck of a catch there. I didn't think he came down with it.
First and goal from the 5-yard line. Rumfeld rolling right, looking, fires it to the end zone. Touchdown! Touchdown Raiders, caught by Gorbel. And Northridge has taken the lead with 15 seconds left to play here in the first half.
And that was just a rollout to the right. and just had all the receivers that went out in the pattern into the end zone. They all kind of just flowed with the quarterback to the right, and that was just a matter of him just picking which one was open. I think one of them stopped and then found an open spot in the end zone, and that led to six.
And they're going to go for two. So they'll go for two to try to make it 14-7. And again, they get the kickoff to start the third. Rumfeld back to throw. Plenty of time. Nobody near him. He's going to lob it to the end zone, and it's going to be incomplete. Oh, it was dropped. James had it in his hands, and it slipped out. So the two-point try fails. With 15 seconds left, it is 12-7 in favor of the Raiders. We're back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. After the Tiger fumble, Warsaw sees Northridge go 56 yards in 5 minutes and 14 seconds. And they take the lead 12-7 with 15 seconds left to play here in the first half. Now the kickoff coming up. And right now you're hoping they kick it to Tucker Reed and Tucker just runs it back.
It's been our best offense so far.
It has been. Comes the left-footed boot. And they're going to kick it, and they're going to kick it right to Tucker Reed on the near sideline from the 13-yard line. 15, 20, got a hole, 25, 30, 35, 40. He's out of the open. 40, 30, 20, 10. Kiss him goodbye. Touchdown, Tigers.
Wow.
88 yards. Tucker Reed has done it again for the third time in 2 years. Touchdown, Tucker Reed. Holy cow.
You were just saying, don't kick it to Tucker.
Even I was saying, right. Don't kick it to Tucker.
Kick it. Holy cow.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
So two last year and one this year. Should have been two this year.
Yeah, it could have been two this year. Warsaw regains the lead 13-12. Conley now for the point after to put the Tigers up by a couple. High snap. Spot is down. Kick is up, and it's blocked. That kick is blocked. So the Tigers' lead stays at one, 13-12. What a we had 2 weeks of strange, odd, peculiar things happening.
Two straight weeks.
88-yard kickoff return for Tucker Reed. Well, we don't criticize coaches, period.
Right.
Ours or anybody else's.
Right.
But I don't understand how Northridge kicks off to Tucker Reed there. I don't.
I'm with you.
Warsaw will be happy with it.
Yep.
Quite okay. So now I would imagine Warsaw is going to pooch this ball down the field. And again, the Raiders get the ball to start the third quarter. They won the toss and deferred.
So really, Tucker has been our offense in the first half.
Well, he's got 169 yards in returns.
Right. That doesn't count in the final stats, but that's...
And Warsaw has 85 total yards of offense.
Yeah.
So, I guess if you want to look at it that way, that kickoff return is more yardage than the offense compiled in the first half. Warsaw with two fumbles, one lost. Luis to kick off. And he's going to bounce it down the field, and it's going to be grabbed by an up man at the 25-yard line. 30 to the 35-yard line to the 38, and that'll kill out the time here in the first half. The late kickoff return by Tucker Reed from 88 yards. His third in 2 years against Northridge, and all have been 88 yards. Warsaw leads 13-12 here at halftime. We'll come back with the first half scoring after these words on News Now Warsaw. Halftime at Fisher Field, Warsaw 13, Northridge 12. The halftime show is brought to you by Smith Appliances in Warsaw. Smith Appliance is your one-stop shop for refrigerators, ranges, washers and dryers, freezers, dishwashers, and microwaves, and they service what they sell. Serving the area for over 60 years, Smith Appliances, 1119 East Winona Avenue in Warsaw, and they say, go Tigers. Warsaw scored first after an 83-yard kickoff return by Tucker Reed, put Warsaw at first and goal at the 9-yard line. Two plays later, Brody Duncan ran it in from 5 yards out with 11-11 left to play in the first quarter. And Warsaw kicked the extra point. John Conley put it through, and that made it 7-0 Tigers. Northridge answered on a very long drive. 7:53 to go in the second quarter. A 4-yard run by Austin Horn. The kick was blocked, and Warsaw maintained the lead. But then Northridge got it back after the Tiger fumble, and Northridge went down and scored again, this time with 15 seconds left to play in the half. And it looked like the Raiders would have the lead going into halftime and would get the ball to start the third quarter. The touchdown play was a 5-yard pass from Carson Rumfelt to Hayden Gorbel. The pass for two failed, and it was 12-7. The Tigers were down by five. And then the Raiders chose to kick off again, and they kicked it right to Tucker Reed within 10 yards of the near sidelines at the 12-yard line. He ran it up the middle and went right up the hash mark all the way to the north end zone, and that made it 13-12 Warsaw with 3 seconds left to play in the half. The extra point was blocked, and that's how we stand, 13-12 Warsaw with the lead. The walk is underway, led by Dr. Rachel Hoffert from Grace College with her husband alongside, as they walk for breast cancer awareness, and there are easily 500 people walking with them here this evening. When we come back, local news is on the way next on News Now Warsaw.